You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The Little River Steam Train in Coldwater is one of only four operating steam locomotives in Michigan, and only one of 150 nationwide. Steam trains may be long gone, but as WMUK's Chris Killian reports, there's still something that attracts young and old to the shrill of the steam whistle and the hissing chug of pistons pushing the train down the tracks.
Steam builds slow and steady in the engine of the Little River locomotive, trailing out of valves cracked open to relieve the mounting pressure. Even though it's a remnant of a bygone era, the massive machine resembles a rocket on a launch pad about to take off. It's basic analog-style transportation. There's no sparks or wires, no fancy electronics. Just steam made by water boiled by wood and coal, powering this hulking iron monster. Terry Bloom has been taking care of the locomotive since the early 1970s. It's been the family affair ever since, in more ways than one.
They're very interesting machines, and they're very, very, they have personalities to them. And once you get to know them, they kind of get into you. And it's hard to let them go. The kids have all grown up with the engine, so my kids. And now the grandkids are growing up with the engine, so, you know, it's almost like part of the family. So you can't get rid of your family, so you just keep going.
The locomotive, a 462 Pacific type, was custom-built in 1911 for the Little River Railroad and Lumber Company of Townsend, Tennessee, one of the most compact ever made in its class. The engine is finicky and only runs about 30 days out of the year. Still, it works, year after year, kept going by an all-volunteer crew, from the engineers to the ticket sellers. Little River is a not-for-profit organization, using ticket sales to pay for upkeep and fuel. Terry says as fewer and fewer folks work on them, the knowledge of how to maintain these engines is becoming more precious. He's handed his knowledge off to his son, Travis, who is executive director of Little River.
Most all of the first guys that really knew it when they were running are gone now, so it's only what's been passed on that survives.
The engine has had homes in Angola, Indiana, and White Pigeon before Terry brought it up to Coldwater. Little River now gives rides 6 miles east to Quincy and back, mostly on the weekends and special holidays. The round trip takes a little less than 2 hours. That's just enough for the little ones, says Travis. The season runs to the end of October.
It holds their attention long enough to let them remember it, and then on the way back, they're all asleep. So.
Travis says parents, especially fathers, love the train. It brings back memories of model trains they used to build in garages and basements. Kids love it because of a certain cartoon train that took the nation by storm. Either way, it's a shared love.
Every kid has a fascination with trains, of course. Thomas the Tank Engine, things like that have helped throughout the years. A lot of it is people getting older and they remember the trains that they rode on. Not very many people today can say they have actually ridden a train. And it's a quick experience for families to have. They can bring their kids on, they can get up, they can climb in the engine, they can see it all, something you'll never get to do anywhere else.
Randy Seilheimer of Kalamazoo came out to the train on a recent Sunday afternoon with his family, including daughter-in-law Audrey and his grandson Lucas Seilheimer, looking for a unique activity they could all enjoy. Safe to say, they found it.
Well, about a year ago, we were riding through Coldwater, and we had to wait for this train. And I hadn't seen a steam locomotive since I was about 12 years old, so I asked around, and they said, yeah, you can ride the train. So I'm here with my family and my kids and my grandkids. And at Christmas time, we try to get together. And I said, well, let's do something this summer. And nobody could think of anything, so I brought up the train.
When asked what he thinks the ride will be like, Lucas keeps to the point.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it's going to be like?
Fun.
Think it's going to be loud?
Mm-hmm.
Think it's going to be powerful?
Yeah.
Although he may be a young man of few words, Lucas was right. With the pull of some levers, an engineer lets superheated steam into the locomotive's cylinders, and the drive components of the engine slowly come to life, like a waking giant, moving the train down the tracks on puffs of steam and labored chugs, on the way to Quincy. The Little River Steam Train lives for another day. To find out about upcoming train rides, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.